welcome you to our exclusive one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And coach, I know these are tough times. Look, 7 losses in the last 9 games. What about that kind of bothers you the most, that everything that you've seen?
I think what bothers me the most is we sort of, it's self-inflicted. We self-destruct, meaning the penalties, the turnovers, the lack of getting off the field on third downs, you know, getting to the passer. Everything's sort of in our court, you know? And so that's why it's self-inflicted, and that's why it's a little disappointing, because at the beginning of the season, we were doing these things. And so right now, we've got to figure out how to get back to that mentality, how to get back to that execution, both offensively, defensively, and of course, on special teams.
Let's start on the offense here, Coach, specifically to Carson Wentz at quarterback. When you watch film, what are you seeing?
You're seeing a lot of great plays, and then you're seeing sort of the plays that we need to get better and we need to fix. Where he gets a little out of sorts sometimes is a little bit mechanically, throwing off his back foot still. There's pressure from the offensive line, which leads to that sometimes. And then just decisions. You know, it's just a young quarterback right now just learning the game and understanding personnel and plays. And, you know, you never want to go into a game thinking you're going to throw 60 times. And really, then the bright spot is to come away with one sack, mm-hmm. you know, in 60 attempts. But we just got to get back to basics, fundamentals with everybody, the quarterback included, and just start from there.
From an Eagles fan's perspective, some questions about Carson. Is he staring down receivers?
There's evidence of that.
How do you get rid of that?
You know, it just goes to just understanding the offense more and just time in the system. Again, he's played 12 games in the National Football League and you know, with each rep he gets better and better, and it's something that he can learn from. And you know, by no means is this a negative on him. It's a growing process. And these quarterbacks that end up having great sort of those Hall of Fame careers, it doesn't always start out pretty. And yet they stick to it, and they understand the offense, and they understand how to utilize the personnel, and they just grow with it and mature with it, and that's the bright spot, and that's the encouraging thing for me.
So understand that's what we all want. We all want Carson to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. So the questions that I'm asking you are in those please make it happen vein. Seeing the field, all these things will come with Carson?
It comes with time. It comes with playing the game, and everything moves extremely fast at this level. He does so many good things well that sometimes the negative obviously outweighs the positive, and it's just, I tell you this, for a young quarterback, he's not mentally, he's still extremely sharp every week. He's not going the other direction. He's not going in the tank, so to speak. He's actually getting stronger mentally. He's leading. And you know, he hates to lose, just like we all do. And we just got to figure out a way to get back on track.
And those things throwing off the back foot, that's all fixable in the big picture here.
It's all fixable. The other thing that sometimes, too, when you go into a game and your quarterback gets hit early in a football game, because I've been there and I understand that tends to kind of, you know, the next time you drop back, you might be a little more hesitant. And you know, we just got to continue to keep talking and fighting through it. And you got to have that gunslinger mentality. You just got to stand in a pocket knowing you're going to take some hits. And we got to shore up the protection, obviously. But overall, we're doing some good things. And he's continuing to grow each week.
Defensively, Coach, what are you seeing from that group?
Again, it's not for a lack of effort. At times, you know, eye discipline, being in the right gap, a pass rush, obviously lanes, coming out of lanes, allowing quarterbacks to escape the pocket or push and do some things there. You know, in the secondary, the guys are in position to make plays, you know, and it's just not happening right now like it was earlier in the season. Tackling has been pretty good. You know, so it's a combination of all these things. It's not a scheme thing. It's not, do we need to, you know, blitz more, blitz less? You know, we just come down to fundamentals, details, understand the defense called just like it is on offense.
There are some who have questioned the effort. Your response to that?
Well, then they need to come to practice. They need to see these guys work every single day and you know, to see the things that I see. It's not about effort. You know, we're playing some good football teams. We're playing some good quarterbacks these last couple of weeks. You know, those guys get paid too, just like we do. And we just have to do our job and make sure that our effort is a little bit more than theirs.
Washington Redskins on Sunday. Very good football team coming off a tough loss. And it was a really difficult loss for the Eagles in Landover, Maryland. So from the, how much of the Redskins kind of changed from that point to now?
They're having a good season. It was a tough loss for them this past weekend out in Arizona. It's a tough trip and for them. But, you know, Kirk Cousins is playing extremely well. He's playing sound football, you know, and their ability to use that run game and play action pass like they do and sort of maximize the protection with their tight ends. And they have some injuries on offense, but it all starts with that quarterback, and he's playing extremely well. He's playing efficiently, and he's making plays down the field. And Garcon's having a good year, obviously, over there. And you know, we know Deshaun and his speed and his ability to make plays down the field. So, again, it's another tough test. It's great that we get him here now.
Your message to the team this week, Coach?
We just got to stay the course. We got to trust the process. You know, we got to make sure that we're doing everything right. Everybody's got to look at themselves and not point the finger at anybody but themselves. And I've got to point it at me, and I've got to look at myself and make sure that I'm doing everything right from a leadership standpoint with the football team and holding guys accountable, holding coaches accountable this time of year, and making sure that the little things are not overlooked.
Coach, thanks so much. Beat the Redskins on Sunday.
Thanks, Dave.
Doug Peterson, one-on-one, presented by Wawa.